back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I've been joined today by Phil Rocco, who's going to stick around for another hour, the whole show. All right. Well, we've had a fairly serious first
very sober, very dry
hour, and I'm sure we'll get back into the heaviness in the second hour. But you are not from Wisconsin.
No.
You've been here for 6 years.
I've been here for 6 years. So I think that counts.
Yeah,
I've always wondered
the threshold is of how long you have to be in a place until you are.
I think 3 winters because like you go through like the worst.
I feel like 3 winters here is like 15 years in California because you're like, I'm in Wisconsinite now. I'm dealing with it. But are the winters significantly worse here than they are in Pennsylvania?
I think people probably overstate the difference. I think it's that 2 weeks where it's like. It really dips down to the negatives that you're like, oh yeah, no. The normal winter coat doesn't work. That's appreciably different. Summers here are much better though. So
are they?
That's the trade-off.
Is it just more humid out there? Or what's?
Yeah, it's more humid. It's hotter. You don't have like Lake Breeze, obviously. So there's no escape from it. So, I mean, So that's my one of my
all right.
First.
So what have you adopted from in like Wisconsin culture or Wisconsin life, or what have you been like, all right, I can really get into this and this is what I love about this place, or this is what I can like own versus things that will always be Pennsylvania will either always be better at or you just can't let go of.
So like I love going on a political canvas here or you know, going door to door and talking about issues
with
people. People are so nice here. It is
nicer here than Pennsylvania.
Yeah, people are so it's so crazy to me. People will open their door to you and it just like now, it just like that's such a I have so much respect for people who even if they're like disagree with me, you open the door. Like, thank you. You know, even in the I've gone canvassing unimaginably. We have political primaries here in the winter in February.
I know.
I've gone canvassing in January.
Oh.
People open the door in January.
You forget that my fiance ran for mayor. And
so you guys have done this.
In 2 weeks that we had to collect 1,500 signatures of people who live in Milwaukee while Omicron was spiking and it was
that's insane.
5 degrees.
So
this sucks.
I know, yeah. So I love that. The food here is, there's a truly Dionysian, like, you know, hedonistic food culture here, which the custard, the burgers,
butter burger or Philly cheesesteak?
Butter burger, obviously.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's not even a question. And I think also the, like, Door County, the fish boil is just it's an extraordinary experience. Unlike anything else. So like that, and I think I have, I've abandoned the Pittsburgh Pirates as my team. I've fully embraced, you know, Brewers culture.
All right.
So, you know, has been a significant development in my life. That is like, you know,
that
truly.
That's pretty big because if you grew up with the Pittsburgh Pirates, to abandon that, is it just because they're not very good?
No. Well, it's also because there's a great investigative reporting on the Pirates since like their management, it's sort of like the plot of, not quite as bad as the plot of Major League, the movie, right? But it's like the management knows they're bad. They're, you know, basically keeping them back because they realize they don't have to pay these guys a lot and they can still make money. So it's like, it's a really, really nefarious management culture at the Pirates. You don't have that with the Brewers. You can get behind the front office a little bit more here. I think the thing that I've gravitated to the most though in Wisconsin is the radio commercials. I listen to the radio, like FM radio here a lot, and the commercials are absolutely insane. Like I feel like the modal commercial here is like, you know, it's like a coffin factory and it's like trying to beat the summer heat. Well, try going 6 feet underground, you know, something like that. Or like, you know, it's like they're playing like the Doors, like Light My Fire. And it's like the time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Time to get your old fireplace taken care of by Poblocki Fireplaces. The one that we love the best, the one that has disturbed me, those are not real commercials, in case you're wondering.
That accent,
not real commercials.
You really sold it.
The commercial that I like the best is Quality Heating. Do you know the Quality Heating commercial?
It's like a little jingle.
It sounds like the B-52s or something.
Okay.
It's like, gotta see the man in the red van, Quality Heat. And I'm like, you gotta see the man in the red van? No. I'm too young. I know that we'll all see the man in the red van eventually, you know, but I'm young. I don't want to die.
I'm not ready yet.
There's something really disturbing. I don't want to see the red van.
So that is a uniquely Wisconsin commercial thing that they don't have this in Pennsylvania?
They probably do, but maybe it's just like it's still exotic. The commercial seems somewhat exotic to me, so I don't know. They're really great.
I think Jane's losing it, because working in radio for as long as you have, how true did all of those ring?
Oh, and you missed the days of TV Lenny, and the first time I had lived in Minnesota for a couple of years and came back, and I had never heard someone yelling at me to buy things like that before. But your Wisconsin accent is so good.
No, so this is like one thing that my partner and I will do. Like we'll leave each other voice messages like doing the commercials we hear on like 100.3 or something. Not to reference another station on your station.
That's fine.
But yeah, so like it's they're. I highly encourage you, if you just are having a bad. But this is like invariably if I've had like a bad day at work or something, I like put on one of the FM stations and I just wait for the commercials. They're amazing. They're life affirming.
You've flabbergasted. That was so far from the answer I thought you were going to give me as far as what you've embraced.
You're like,
about
culture.
You
know, like,
you know, like
sailing.
The food,
or
yeah. But the specificity of our radio commercials and something I had never thought of before. And now I'll never hear in the same way ever again listening to the radio. I will only ever hear you doing jingles in my brain.
Yeah, no, it's you got to do it. I mean, it's and like, you know, like this is like one aspect of culture here that I love is that there is I think there's a sort of knowing glee. I mean, these commercials are all like sometimes they're for fairly serious businesses, right?
Yeah.
Like there is like one mortuary that has great, like I think very human, I don't even say funny, like very human commercials. And you know that the people like took time and care in doing it, right? They really care about it. And like that is a thing that I look for in a way everywhere I live is like people really get what it is to be from this place.
Yeah.
They are in on it and they like it. And like that is, you know, if there are places that quality of, you know, human being,
like self-awareness,
if that doesn't exist, like I don't think I could live there. But when I came here, you know, for the first time and like for a job interview and somebody was like driving me around, it was like, one, the architecture here is amazing. The history of the town is incredible. The views from the lake, these like sweeping views, but also people here seem to be in on it. They seem to be in on the fact that like this, there's a goofiness, but also
we do like, wear cheese as hats.
Right.
So.
I mean, it's like there's a goofiness and a playfulness, I think. And it doesn't always come out, right? I'm not saying this is like a thing that you see as a matter of course. People can be kind of reserved. I think if we're talking about things I retained from Pennsylvania, I think sometimes people might refer to me, I might be too frank or too crass sometimes, right? I think that sometimes I might be a little bit abrasive for people, and I have to like own that. I have to be willing to be like the guy in the room who is a little bit abrasive, and that's okay. That's fine with me.
That and the
accent,
honesty.
I'm never going to lose the accent.
But you do. You've really adopted a Wisconsin one.
Yeah, I can do that one now too. And code switch.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news, and when we come back, Phil Rocco will still be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.